Yes, Jesus is a deliverer, and Jesus is still setting the captives free. Hello, I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministries. Oh, what a wonderful God we serve, and how great the blessings truly are. As we draw close to Him, He draws close to us. If we'll reach out to Him, here comes His power, praise God. Just like the woman with the issue of blood, knowing if she could just push her way through the crowd, reaching out to touch Him, His power would flow. Her needs would be filled. Well, that's what we see today as we reach out to Jesus. Yes, the power is always there. In fact, as I read Luke 10:19, we even have power over all the enemy. In His name, we have power over all the enemy, and nothing shall harm us. How awesome that is. What a power scripture that is. Well, here on the program today, I'd like to welcome Shirley Kelleher. Shirley, good to have you.
Yes, it's good to be here.
Shirley, since we're on a phone here, you might speak up right in the phone as you can, and I'd like to get a little background on you and history.
Okay.
When was it, Shirley, that you were born again?
Oh, boy, let's see. I guess I would say when I was in the seventh grade, so that would be way back when.
Okay.
Probably in the 70s, 72, or even earlier than that.
Uh-huh.
And, but I really don't count that. I count my conversion in 1989 when I became spirit-filled, born again and then spirit-filled.
Okay. Well, that is when the power seems to come into our lives, isn't
it? The power. That's what I mean.
And you saw the power.
Yes, I did.
I can certainly tell that you are a spirit-filled Christian, Shirley.
Well, that's great.
You are beaming out with the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, Shirley, let's see, and you were filled with the Holy Ghost, born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, and then how did you happen to even learn about this part of the gospel called deliverance?
Okay. Well, when I became spirit-filled in 1989, I just learned it through other Christians at church.
Uh-huh. And did you see some deliverances?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So you started seeing the reality of this works of Jesus.
Yes. It was powerful. Powerful.
Yes. And it so saddens me that so many churches don't seem to focus on this works of Jesus when it's obviously good for us.
You know? Yes,
everybody seems to have their attacks. It's a rare person that that isn't a recipient of some of the fiery darts of the other side.
Right.
Well, Shirley, you had an experience a few years ago now that I'd like for you to share with the listeners that was kind of unusual. You've been in the medical world, I guess, some years?
Yes, medical record administration.
Okay.
And I was working at a hospital in Oklahoma, and it was back in 1993, and I was the assistant manager of medical records. And one morning, we had an employee come in, and her eyes were just huge. And she was, well, how do I describe it? Almost in shock or excitement even, shock and excitement. And she was talking about the previous evening. And anyway, it was in regards to some things that were happening in her office spiritually. And what I mean by that is we had some equipment that was moving on its own. We had charts that were falling off of shelves with no one passing by, and those type of things.
Sounds a little bit like some of the Hollywood stuff.
Exactly. And my boss and I were in our office, and we just looked at each other and went, what? We didn't know what to think. We thought they were just teasing us, you know, and making it up just to see how it would react.
So what happened from there?
Well, they continued, and they kept saying, no, it's true, it's true, and they were persistent. And so, you know, with their persistence, my boss and I would look at each other and say, well, maybe we should believe them.
Were they indicating it was like a ghost or something?
Exactly. They said that it's too scary to work here at night, and this place is possessed.
Did you tell me there was some aroma as well in the room there?
Yes. We had one employee, and he was a gentleman, probably in his 40s, early 40s, I would say. And he would feel a breeze, and he would look around, and there was no one there. And then he would smell perfume.
Mm-hmm.
And this had happened, oh, three, four, maybe five times. The employees were, you know, saying. So we thought, my goodness. And then they came and told us that it was a ghost, and it was a female ghost, if there is such a thing, and that the female ghost had a crush on this 43, 44-year-old gentleman. And we thought, wow. We've never heard anything like that before.
How did they, why did they think that?
Because the so-called female ghost kept coming to this one employee. In other words, he was having all the supernatural experiences. Although some other employees were experiencing them too, but his was primarily the breeze and the perfume and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. And the Rolodex that you mentioned to me even turned or something?
Yes, we had a Rolodex. Some people call it a card there. It holds about 200,000 index cards, and it has the patient's information on it, like just their general information, like their name, their address, and their date of birth, just generic stuff. And we called it our dinosaur. And it was probably, oh, I don't know the exact dimensions, maybe, oh, six, 7, 8 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe about 4 feet high, maybe even higher than that, probably more like 6 or 7 feet high. Something like that. But anyway, we called it our dinosaur. And you'd have to push a button. Of course, it's plugged in, and you push a button, and the Rolodex will move to the alphabet letter that you would punch. And then it would go to that area, you know, of name. And it would just start moving all by itself, and no one was there pushing buttons or anything.
And that was freaking the people out.
Yes, it was. It was.
Something was looking at the Rolodex or whatever.
Yes, and then we had another employee, and she was sitting at her desk doing her computer work, and then all of a sudden charts would just fall off. We had, like, shelving above. It would be above her head, and they just a stack of charts would fall. Maybe hit her on the head or hit her on the shoulder, and then she would look around, and there was no one there. They just fell. And that happened multiple times, too.
Yes, right out of the movies, isn't it,
yeah.
Shirley? So here you are working there, and you're seeing all this going on, and you finally had an idea, didn't you?
Exactly. So I had known about Deliverance Ministry through my church, and
Deliverance Ministry, Shirley, you see, locally is kind of known as the Ghostbusters.
Yes, I've heard that. I love that. And I heard about Deliverance Ministry probably, you know, right after I became a spirit filled, so around 89-90, and so this happened in 93. And so in the back of my mind, I thought, aha, I know what to do. And I told my boss about it. I said, hey, Deliverance Ministry, I'm sure they're in the phone book. Let's call them and see what they have to say. And my boss looked at me and said, oh, no, that stuff is scary. You know, she just thought, that's too weird for me. I can't handle that.
Probably scarier to leave them around, amen?
Exactly. And so I kept talking to her, and I kept coming from different angles, saying, no, it's okay. We've got to do something. You know, and so I eventually talked her into it, and Everett, I called, and I didn't realize that it was you I initially talked to.
Yes, I remember the call.
Mm-hmm. And you gave me some great scriptures, the Luke 10:19, and the Mark 16:17, and those type of scriptures. and that gave me a lot of faith, and you gave me a lot of security and knowing that I've done the right thing, and you know, that helped me a lot, and then I communicated that to my boss, and that made her feel better. And so, you know.
Well, and also we talked about prayer handkerchiefs. You know, I thought, well, we can take a SWAT team out there, spiritual warfare attack team out and pray over the area. But first, since we have so many weapons that are available to us, praise God, even prayer handkerchiefs, as we see in Acts 19:11, where Paul had certain handkerchiefs that were anointed, and wherever he would place those, demons would flee and healings would come.
Yes.
And so we have always keep some of those on hand, and so I just mailed some of those to you.
Yes, you did.
And what happened then?
Okay, well, I was real excited when I got that letter, and I ran into my boss's office. I said, it's here, it's here. And so we opened it up, and you had a little note in there, and again, you gave me that assurance, you know, through Luke 10:19, that we had power. Jesus gave us power to tread over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. And so I took those little prayer handkerchiefs, and I put one under a particular computer. That was the first thing I did. Now, we didn't talk about that.
Okay.
I also had
we just have a little time remaining here, Shirley.
Okay.
So
I put the prayer handkerchief under the computer, and then I had another area in the office. And I put the little prayer handkerchief there, and that was it. We never heard another instance ever since.
Praise God. The prayer handkerchiefs drove them away.
Yes.
Well, that's our Jesus setting the people free, and yes, even setting hospitals free, praise God. He'll set houses free. He is in the freeing business and the healing business. That's our Jesus. Well, Shirley Kelleher, thank you so much for giving us that testimony.
Yes.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministries.